Joining us today on the WBGO Journal is Lisa Durden, who recently was suspended as an adjunct professor from Essex County College after an appearance on Fox News. Thanks for being here, Lisa.
Thank you.
You got into a rather heated exchange with a Fox host over a Black Lives Matter event.
Lisa Durden is a political commentator and Black Lives Matter supporter. She joins us tonight. Lisa, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Good to see you again. You're doing well.
Thank you. I was confused by this because I thought the whole point of Black Lives Matter, one of the points, would be to speak out against singling people out on the basis of their race and punishing them for that. Because you can't control what your race is, and yet they seem to be doing that. Explain that to me.
What I say to that is, boo, hoo, hoo. You white people are angry because you couldn't use your white privilege card to get invited
Lisa.
To the Black Lives Matters All Black Memorial Day celebration.
Can you offer a quick summary of what you were addressing on the show?
Well, yes. Just to give you a little context and background, I'm a journalist and TV personality with a background and expertise in pop culture, politics, and social issues. So over the years of my career, I've been invited to appear as a guest on many networks to discuss issues within those categories, not just Fox, but, you know, CT Style and Pix 11 and radio shows to discuss some things in those categories. So on the Fox News channel, I'm often invited to speak on, usually when I'm called for the Fox News channel, it's usually about matters of race. So when I go to that network, it's usually a serious topic. So I was invited on the Tucker Carlson show to have a conversation and talk about why the Black Lives Matter organization, or one, I guess it was a chapter or something, that decided to have a, what you would call a Memorial Day, strictly where they were only inviting black people or people of color. And so I guess they wanted to have a discussion as to why would they do that. So because I'm an expert in the field and I've been on many of those Fox News shows, I accepted the invitation to have a conversation about it on the Tucker Carlson show. That was my first time on his particular show. And then I went on and it was definitely a debate, because I understood that on the side of the Tucker Carlson show, they felt like this was a separatist and not something that should have been happening. And I felt the need to correct them and tell them why black safe spaces were important and why it's not racist to do that.
So you went on the show already anticipating what their perception of it was?
It was no anticipation. The show, when the producers call you, like you called me to come here, you have a discussion as to what the show is about. So there was no ambushing Lisa Durden. There was no, I have discernment. So like when I see some people go, oh, I'm feeling bad for you, you were ambushed. And no, there's no ambush. There's discernment. I'm an intelligent woman. And I accepted to go on to stand up for the right for Black Lives Matter to have a black safe space to have one event on Memorial Day to celebrate and to assemble where black people feel safe to have these kinds of conversations around the issues in the black community. So I knew that there was an opposing side, which they felt this was not a good thing to do, meaning the Tucker Carlson show, and I'm not for sure about the audience. And then I was coming on to offer some reasons why, to shed light on why black safe spaces are important. But safe spaces is not something new. People have been doing that for years. Women's organizations have been having meetings and assembling in safe spaces to have conversations in and around the issues that are challenging to them as a group. And so that's just a thing that's been going on forever. So it's nothing new. But yes, I knew that this was going to be a debate.
Why do you think you were suspended?
Well, so just to take you back a bit, so I appeared on Tucker Carlson on the 6th of June. I went to the school on the 7th and went in the building and went to work. I was teaching an effective speech class, and I went to work, worked normally. The day two after the Tucker Carlson show, that's when I was, when I walked in the building, I was walked to my classroom by Dr. Rivera. He was told to take me to my classroom to cancel it and then to march me up to HR. And that's when I was told I was suspended. I was offered no reason. When the HR person said, just straight out, you know, you're being suspended. immediately until further notice, and you will be paid till the end of the semester, which was like another week and another week and a half left of the summer session one. And that was it. She didn't offer a reason why. And so I sat there looking, you know, I was ambushed by Essex County College, not Fox. So I looked and said, well, what's the reason? So she said to me, and it was very similar to how I'm saying now. She said, well, we got a complaint that you were on a show called Tucker and that you were there saying that you had an affiliation with the college. And I said, oh, yes, I was on the Tucker Carlson show. And no, I was not on the show ever mentioning the fact that I'm a professor here at Essex County College, nor was my title that. I said, of course, you saw the video, and it doesn't live there. And she said, I said, so my name was not mentioned as a professor. It was Lisa Durden, political commentator. And I never made mention of the college because the topic was not the college. The topic was Black Lives Matter. And then she said, you know, she was just taking notes. And so then I said, so now that I've answered your concern, why am I still being suspended? Then the next iteration of her answer was, well, that's what we're looking into now to see if there was a conflict of interest. So I just said, okay. And I think I said a few other words, you know, nothing major. I don't recall the exact words. It was just small talk. And in the room was the vice president, Jeff Lee, Dr. Jeff Lee. He was sitting to my left. She was sitting to my right. I did invite Dr. Rivera to come in, although because he's the only person I knew. I mean, he hired me. So it wasn't like he had to come in. I just said, well, do you mind coming in? Because I felt like I had nobody. I was not asked that I want my union rep. I was not asked anything. I was just marched in there. And so then that was pretty much it. And she handed me the already signed suspension letter by Dr. Lee. And he was sitting right there, but it was already signed. So I have no idea why I was suspended. Then about 3 weeks later, somewhere about, then I received an email on, I think, Friday, Friday is the 23rd or 24th, by Dr. Lee, saying that they will not be asking me back to the college in September. So to me, that's, you fired me. Because I was already registered and scheduled to teach 3 classes in the fall, 2 effective speech classes and 1 mass communication and popular culture class. I was already on the schedule and students were registering. So, and again, in that letter, in the email, they didn't offer a reason why. He said they're going to be sending certified mail, the lengthier one. That's fine. I haven't gone to my P.O. box yet. But then after that day, they released the president, Dr. Anthony Monroe, released a statement to the Star Ledger, and people can kind of search it on their own. And he gave a statement as to why. I found out when you all found out what he said happened, why he said they were not inviting me back. That was my first time hearing some reason when I read it, like the rest of you, in the paper. I don't know the statement. You can pull the statement, but it said something along the lines of they got immediately once I was on the show, they got immediately called by faculty, students, and concerned parents. And I don't know the details, blah, 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 blah. And he made a statement about, you know, the school's into diversity and they don't believe in, it was an interesting, he said they don't believe in fighting racism with racism. So I thought that was kind of curious. You calling me a racist? I thought that was kind of curious. That was a quote. We don't believe in fighting racism with racism. He said more things. But that particular one sparked my interest. We don't believe in fighting racism with racism. So are you calling Black Lives Matter racist? Like, it was very curious to me in that quote, that phrase lived in that quote. And he said a few other things. So, you know, that's a statement. But I was never told that. I was never given any due process. Zero due process. I was never, nobody ever, I don't know who these people are. 3 weeks later, you said these people had you had a barrage of calls from faculty, parents, and students. Well, if that were the case and you released the statement sometime around the 24th, then couldn't that same statement live in my suspension letter? If that happened immediately after my appearance, that never lived in my suspension letter. Then curiously, 3 weeks later, you draft this language saying this is what happened. So I have no idea. I'm just only going by what I'm seeing.
So I'm here with Lisa Durden, TV personality and film producer, who was recently let go from Essex County College as a professor. Was there anything in your contract that said, you know, you can't go on a live television talk show and talk about anything controversial?
Not at all.
Or anything along those lines?
Not at all. Not only was there nothing in my contract, let me just give you a background, some backstory. They hired me because of that. Essex County College has had an experience with me for about 15 years before I worked there as a person who has always been invited to sit on panels before I was a professor there to talk about media to the students. I've given workshops there over the last 15 years. All this is gratis. They loved Lisa Durden when I was giving it away, right? I was also asked many times to come and speak in mass communication classes. This is over these. I've even been honored by Essex County College for, I forgot the name of the honor. I can send you the actual verbiage because I've been honored so many times I can't remember the verbiage, but I've been honored by the college. I'll send you an email with the verbiage of the exact phraseology of the verbiage. So I've been honored as a person in the field of media and journalism. So they knew very well what I did because they actually invited me many times over the years to speak to in the classroom, to sit on panels in and around the profession of media. So much so that even now that I've been hired, I just did a panel for them March of 2017, and I gave it away for free because I want to be here for the students and the community. So even though now I'm a paid professor there, well, until being fired, but even once I became a paid professor there, when they invited me to sit on the panel, guess this called Radical Women in Media. That's not my phrase. That's their phrase. They had a panel called Radical Women in Media. And who do they invite to sit on the panel? Lisa Durden. So there was no misunderstanding that I was the kind of person in media. And I mean, the word radical, I don't like it, but it's a real word. I don't consider myself radical. It's not radical to be a person that is a professional in your field that talks on these subjects that are important. Some of them aren't going to cure cancer, right? I mean, I talk about pop culture, you know, the reboot of Real House TV shows and the reboot of Roseanne Barr. But I mean, it's okay to talk about fun topics too. Journalists, you know, I have a breadth of things I can discuss. And then anywhere from women's issues that are very important, you know, rape culture in America. I talk about rape culture in America. And I also talk about issues of race. So they knew the breadth of my work long before they vetted me as a professor because I was giving away my time because I was told by my community and just America said it's American to come back to your community and invest in it and be vested in it. So I came back, and whenever I could offer my services for free, I did, because I knew Professor Jennifer Wager, who was trying to bring that communications department to a higher standard so that the students had opportunities professionally. And not only did I do that, I am a producer of narrative films and documentaries. I've hired many of those students in coveted internships over the years, and they've gotten jobs as production assistants. And when the credits roll, I've had projects like Soul Food Junkies that aired on PBS nationally and TV One. I was the producer on the Sundance Brick City docuseries that was on Sundance when Cory Booker was here. I was one of the producers. I brought in interns for that. I just did a project called The Newark Project that's about a documentary about education reform in Newark. I hired interns. And many of those, I've done many projects as a content creator. So many of those interns not only became interns, but they also got jobs as production assistants. So it's not just the internship, it's when the credits roll. So when the credits roll, you are on IMDb as a profession in the field. That's a head start when you leave Essex County College. So after all those years, something opened up and Professor Wager thought, oh, maybe Lisa would be interested in teaching here. That was a casual conversation, and they vetted me starting November, exactly sometime in November of 2015. They did about a year vetting, and then a year later, I got hired in November 2016, and I started the courses I taught in January. So they had my curriculum vitae, which is about 10 pages. And what lives in my curriculum vitae is not just the text of what I've been doing and explanations of my particular experience, but I have my links in there for the different shows I appear on. And many of them are varied between race issues, women's issues, and just fun topics. So they had all of that even in the vetting process, but they've been experiencing me for 15 years, but they also still had the curriculum vitae. They know all my social media pages. There's nothing out there about Lisa Durden that's been hidden. It's all for public consumption, and there's transparency. Oh, they well knew what I did for a living. They were excited that they had a working professional there. They knew.
Why do you feel that Essex County College, an institution which consists of a predominantly non-white student body and faculty, has opted not to support that?
Well, that's a good question that I cannot answer. So here's my take on the matters of race. I don't expect all people of the same race to think alike. Thank goodness we all don't think alike, because if we did, we'd be in trouble. So I'm not really having an issue if the president of the school or the vice president of the school, or for that matter, anybody outside the school, doesn't agree with Black Lives Matter or doesn't agree with my points on the Tucker Carlson show. My issue is I had the right to speak about it. It's really about free speech. Free speech does not mean I need to get your blessings for it. It means I have that right. And so I did exercise my right, right? I was on the show and I exercised it, but I got punished for it by Essex County College, who swooped down and they ambushed me and they pretty much said, screw you, goodbye. So I was punished for the free speech. So I'm not really I'm a grown woman. I could care less if we all, and listen, discourse is what it's called, discourse. So I'm okay with healthy debate. If you look at any of my social media pages, aside from this drama now, I've written many posts on Facebook and I let people just debate and go back and forth. Sometimes they don't agree with me. I never block them. I don't get angered by that. That's my brand, discussion.
What's the next step in this case and what's the next step for you?
Well, I'm looking at some options with my attorney, Leslie Farber. So there isn't anything waged at this point, but we're looking at options. So that's kind of happening at the same time. But for the good of the bad, since this all blew up, I'm getting a lot of people pursuing me now to speak on panels, which I've been doing anyway, but, you know, it's times 10. And so I'm trying to sift through all those opportunities and offers. I'm actually be getting offers to teach at historically Black colleges. I'm getting hit up for that. And also some local colleges are hitting me up to have discussions with them. And actually, it's funny. I've been on TV a long time, but not in the vein of a reality show. Like, two producers, I'll have to check out their credentials, but I've just been busy. But two producers want to do a reality show. I don't know the title, but it was something like, you know, The Road Back to Essex County College, where I get my professorship back. Because, you know, the whole goal is to reinstate me in the college. That's my immediate goal. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll take a look at that reality show to see my journey back to the school, if that is something that could happen. So those opportunities are coming, and I'm going to accept those, because even if none of this had happened, I do this anyway. So if none of this had happened, after about a year or so, I was going to begin to look at additional faculty positions, because most of us work more than one job. So I was going to look into being a professor at other schools anyway. I just wanted to kind of get my feet wet, work two or three semesters, then start looking around. So that was going to happen anyway. This just accelerated it.
Lisa Durden, TV personality and film producer. Thanks for joining us, Lisa,
on
the WBGO Journal.